The question you ask, beard, if you decide to keep a beard, alhamdulillah, I congratulate you that you decided to keep a beard, alhamdulillah. The brother said that what should the length of my beard be? And some people say it should be like a fist. What is the real thing? Brother, it is a commandment of the beloved Prophet that do the opposite of what the pagans do, mushriks do. Keep the beard and trim the mustache short. The commandment of the Prophet is keep a beard. It's a fard to keep a beard. Fard. Now, if you have more taqwa and want to do more in research, you can go on a higher level. That offering 5 times salah is a fard. With your fard salah, you can offer sunnat muqaddah, sunnat alhamdulillah. If you ask me what is minimum, minimum is offering salah 5 times. Along with it, if you offer sunnat muqaddah, alhamdulillah. If you offer sunnat, alhamdulillah. Tajjud, alhamdulillah. Witr, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So the commandment of the Prophet is keep a beard. Now, when a Prophet gives a commandment, if you look in his lifestyle and the lives of the Sahabas, you get more details of that commandment. So minimum commandment is keep a beard, alhamdulillah. So first, I need stress on keeping a beard. But if you want to have higher level of taqwa, that I want to go in more details, besides the commandment, I also want to follow the lifestyle of the Sahabas and the Prophet, summa alhamdulillah. The hadith I quoted of Sahih Bukhari, the volume number 7, in the book of dress, chapter 64, hadith number 780, it says that Nafi narrated, may Allah be pleased with him, that Ibn Umar, the son of Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, he said that the Prophet said, do the opposite of what the pagans do, keep the beard and trim the mustaches, cut the mustaches short. And the hadith continues, and Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, the son of Umar, after Hajj and Umrah, he cut the beard with his fist and trimmed what was below his hold. Whatever was below his hold, he trimmed it. Now, keeping a beard is the commandment of the Prophet. Now, the Sahabas are the best people to know what the Prophet meant. So, if you follow the lifestyle of the Sahabas, it is much better. So, if you ask me keeping a beard, most of the scholars say that since the Prophet command, it's a fard. Now, if you want to have a higher level of taqwa, what is mustahab? What should be the length of the beard? I quoted the hadith, which says that Ibn Umar, how did he trim his beard? Held the beard with his fist and, you know, there is hair below. So whatever is below, you can see, my beard is very sparse. You can't demonstrate very well with my beard. But you know, alhamdulillah, it is one mutti. So you trim it below that. There are more than 10 hadith which tell that the Sahabas, they cut it this way. There are several other hadith. For example, the next hadith of Sahih Bukhari, volume number 7, in the book of dress, chapter number 65, hadith number 781, Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him. He said that the Prophet said, cut your mustache short and leave the beard. Best is first keep a beard. If you're on high level of taqwa, you can keep the size of one fist, but minimum at least first keep a beard. And then inshallah, if Allah gives more of that, and if you have more taqwa, and if you say, I want to follow more of the Sahabas, because if you want to analyze any Sahih hadith, the best way to analyze is to see how the Sahabas understood the hadith. They are the best people. They were the companions of the Prophet. So if you see their lifestyle, how did they trim the mustaches? Trim the mustaches means you can't have long mustaches. When you drink tea, some tea also gets stuck on the mustaches. Unhygienic. Unhygienic. So trimming the mustaches, if you go to the lifestyle of the Sahaba, the Sahih Hadith, it says that how did the Sahabas trim the mustaches also is mentioned. They trimmed it in such a way that the skin of the upper lip was seen. Higher level of taqwa. But if you want to go more into detail, the Sahabas trimmed the mustache in such a way that the skin below the mustaches was seen. So if you have more taqwa, you want to keep the mustaches in a more better way, then this is the style. But first, at least, keep the beard, trim the mustaches, then inshallah, Allah gives you that. You can follow the level which you feel is the best for you. Hope that answers the question.